Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
I've decided to divvy them up into threes. So I will give Greg three words to spell, Dawn three to spell, Phil three to spell, and Jimmy Kelly three to spell. And we'll just have that for bragging rights, who does the best out of the three. And then I've got three set aside for the callers. And if we get a caller that calls in and gets the word correct, I will give that gift card, or the tickets, I should say, to the caller.
Cool. Speaking of callers, Marcus writes me. I don't know if this is Marcus Aurelius. Maybe it is. I don't know. He threatens me. He said, you are a moron when you disparage the importance of math. Unfortunately, I could not call in and tell you how Dawn was correct and you were incorrect. I tried, but could not get on. If you have any guts, call me at, and he gives his number, to discuss. So
I don't think it's Marcus Aurelius on Twitter. Because he's a nice guy, and he also spells it Markus.
Well, that's how this guy spells it.
Oh,
so maybe it's Marcus. Okay. I don't know, but I'm not going to call you, dude. I'm going to call you. Okay.
See, you want to call him right now on the air from the old radio bit where we dial the number on the air?
No, but call in. If you want to call me a moron for thinking, like, look, I'm not saying not the importance of math. I'm just saying not everybody needs algebra.
I have not used algebra once in my life since I was 15.
Like, yes, you have. You just don't know it.
Like Road Warrior said earlier, that he had to go back and relearn algebra and trigonometry for the job he was in. Great, I'm fine with that. But I'm saying, like, the majority of people, unless they go in a specific field, don't use this stuff.
Yeah, right. Well, what field is it required in?
I feel like we're just wasting our time learning this stuff when, kids, guys, people should be learning trades.
At a balance of checkbook?
Stuff that's important to, 90% of the... And again, if you're advanced and you're doing these things, great. But
what did you get in algebra, by the way? I think I was like a C plus, B minus. It was not one of my better subjects.
I loved algebra.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Can you give us an algebra question on the air off the top of your head?
Can you imagine, guys, the level of stupidity of somebody calling in and emailing, threatening me because I made a disparaging comment?
Aren't we a free speech station? Why are people offended by so many words in a free speech format?
The snowflakery. Thank you.
I thought this was a tough audience.
Can we get back to...
Well, maybe I'm in the wrong place. I don't know. Should I go do sports again? You think they'd take me back?
Here's what I would say. Maybe we should not call it algebra. Do you know what I mean?
What should we call it?
Because it would be like calculating your income, calculating your expenses, calculating your savings. When, Nick, you talk about you and Kristen sit at the kitchen table and, that's what I'm saying. We don't think about, I'm using algebra, but we actually use it in everyday life. We just don't call it algebra, but that's what it is. And maybe we're just not good at maybe we should think of better terminology so it sounds more attractive.
And you should see me at the kitchen table when we have our weekly financial summit crisis meeting. Yeah. I put the glasses over the nose. I get the legal pad out. I'm like, all right, pull up the Citizens Bank app. All right, so it was $8 and who spent $9.21? It wasn't Daddy.
Bob Schwartz on the YouTube chat says geometry is used in the trades on a daily basis. I have people that come out and work at my house and they're doing, they have to measure, the correct wood and stuff like that to put in. I understand all that. I'm not saying that it's not used. I'm just saying that, like, not everybody uses it.
Okay, you cook, right? So let's say you have a recipe and it's for six people.
Yes.
But you just want to make it for three people.
Mm. You know what I do?
You're using algebra.
You know what I do?
I thought that would be division. Isn't that division? Well, if I'm using it for six, but I only need it for half, I divide it by two.
Some of those, if you're you know, looking at ingredients and you're, you know, they get complex. Now, what do? Greg, you were saying, what do? You go on AI or something?
Or I ask my wife. Honey, if I need two cups of this for 10 people, how many do I need for five?
So as long as, yeah. So the key to a good marriage, as long as one of you is good at algebra, so Steph Amen. Is good at algebra. So there we go.
Steph is great at all that stuff. I'm terrible at cute. All of it. Okay, let's get back to the country, can we? This Florida cop, get on over to YouTube, yeah. youtube.com/at1210WPHD if you want to see this video. The video is a little graphic, at least one of them is. So if you have kids or whatever, this isn't your cup of tea, then log off and come back on or listen to us on the audio, the Odyssey app. This Florida cop accidentally shoots a driver with his own gun during a routine traffic stop. A police department in Florida is moving to fire an officer after she accidentally shot a man with his own gun during a routine traffic stop. Officer Mindy Cardwell was called to assist with a traffic stop on December 13th, along with another cop, after Jason Arrington, 39, had been pulled over by an officer for running a red light. The Jacksonville Sheriff's officer wrote on Facebook. Arrington, now this is important. Arrington was fully cooperating with all three officers. The body camera footage showed. He had informed the cop who had originally pulled him over that he had a gun holstered in his waistband. So he said, I have a gun on me. It's holstered in my waistband. He gets out. The cop tries to, the female cop tries to unholster the gun, which I would think if you're a police officer is pretty standard.
Right.
And shoots him.
So she's trying to take his own gun off of his body.
Yes.
And ends up accidentally shooting him
yes.
with his gun.
There's two different angles of this. You can see the angle. The one, I'm going to start here with 16. There's two different angles. One where you can actually see the bullet go in him, which is a little graphic.
This is an adult show, though.
YouTube.com/1210WPHD. All right, let's roll the video here.
He's very compliant. He does have a pistol on, so...
Is that the lady?
Yep. Oh, no, it's... Here, watch. The female is the one grabbing. Look it. Watch. Watch.
I appreciate it.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Put the gun down. You okay? Nope.
All right, so that's one angle.
Oh, Jesus.
She can't unholster his gun.
She has nice fingernails.
Yeah, maybe she shouldn't have them in that line of work. I don't know. Is that sexist for me to say that?
Thank you, Kale. Thank you.
I don't know. Is it? Do we need to have our nails done as
a police?
She has
that gel manicure. I mean, I'm coveting that.
I mean,
I don't know if the nails factored into her her blunder.
But that's...
How dangerous is this? This woman cannot unholster his gun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're a cop, that should be the first thing you know how to do.
Yep.
All right, another angle here, if you want to see this. This is 16B, Phil. Roll this other angle. This one you can see more of the... Yeah, there you go.
It's on deep beneath the
river. I appreciate that, being very honest.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my.
You okay?
Look, you can
that
see
that. Poor
the...
guy.
Put the gun down. Jeez. Put it down. You okay?
I'll tell you, there's a lawsuit.
Oh yeah,
and justifiably. Can we freeze the beginning of this one? I just want to get
here. Wait, this
doing?
Oh yeah,
just
put your hands on the top of the vehicle for
him. Okay, so she puts the firearm. She puts it down.
Totally compliant.
Right.
Said I have a gun.
Being compliant.
Look at her.
You okay? Put the gun down. You okay? No. Hey, rescue 1068. Let's go.
Oh my God.
Oh, jeez almighty.
But her partner?
Yeah.
You know, he is so calm.
So's the guy that got shot. He took it right
by the
like
way,
a champ.
By the way, just to finish this article here, the bullet had gone through his upper thigh and exited at his inner leg, causing an alarming artery bleed that officers were able to stupor with a tourniquet. So they were able to save him, but that could have been... Like, that guy could have died.
Yeah.
So she's being fired for incompetence. Clearly, she is incompetent.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
I would love to know what her partner, who has to bear with her, has to say. Because the male partner, the cop, I mean, is very calm and very competent. And he's that poor guy has had to deal with having an incompetent DEI. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's a DEI hire right there. And I'm saying that 100%.
As a woman. Yeah. Yes, thank you, Dawn.
Yeah. But
we'll just let you take this.
Here's the thing. As a woman who is highly competent and I've paid my dues and I've worked very hard in my job, that's why DEI is an insult to all of us, no matter who you are, right?
Yeah.
It's an insult to anybody because no woman should have to see that incompetent fool on her job because it makes all of us look bad.
Yeah.
And you can just fill in the blank. I mean, and that's the problem with DEI, that when you don't have merit hiring, merit promotion, then it makes everybody in a certain group, pick the group. This is my group, so I'm speaking to it. And it's an insult to me and to my intelligence and my work ethics. You know what I'm saying? And so that I want her to be fired. I want her to be exposed. And I hope to God that they interview her partner and her colleagues who talk about what an idiot and how she was hired. And by the way, I want all the guys and maybe other gals, but all the guys of every ethnicity who were passed over so that she could get that job.
Yeah. Do we know what locale that was in
Jacksonville.
Florida?
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville. Yeah. Okay, because that lady, that officer had...
Duty.
A duty to safely remove the firearm, and she failed to do so.
She didn't even do that.
Yep.
And so what did she do? She set it... Did she set it down, then she picked it back up?
We got to get her... We got to get her and the chick from the Secret Service that couldn't get her gun out when Trump got shot. And
guys,
get them together for a shooting session.
I'm telling you, I'm not trying to be sexist here, but with that image that Nick just mentioned, the Secret Service woman and this, it's just like, what are we doing?
Yep.
Right.
Again, what are we doing?
Again, if you're a badass chick and you can handle all of it, you're in.
Yeah, and think about our friend, Sergeant Betsy Brantner Smith, right? National Police Association. I would love to hear from her on this. Like, that's the thing. Betsy started out at the local level, great cop, and all that commendations. And so think about all the females in law enforcement who are awesome at their jobs. They're looking at this going, please.
Have you ever seen the video? And you can find this on X right now. There's a montage video of Tulsi Gabbard going through training and shooting drills.
Yep.
She goes from handgun to long gun to, I'll butcher the terminology for all these different firearms. But she, you look at her and you say, now, that's a lady that can handle herself, right? She would have no problem getting hired by any police department across this great country. Compared to some of these other women that look like they can't handle anything.
But to Dawn's point, can you imagine if you're her partner... And you rely on her saving your life.
I'd have to be reassigned.
If somebody, you know, God forbid, pulls a gun on these two and it's up to her to save you, she can't even unholster her gun.
Yep. Now, let me just say this, though. In the interest of fairness, people make mistakes, and that is a major mistake.
Agreed.
That's a fireable mistake, a fireable offense.
Totally.
But we also don't know what her history is. She could have a decorated history with citation after citation.
Nick.
She could very well be a very good officer that made a mistake.
Wait, let's just take bets. Should we take bets on this one?
She had manicured fingers. There's no way.
I am 99% in agreement. But there might have been the possibility.
Nah.
You're saying there's a chance she could be good and had a bad moment.
She unintentionally placed multiple fingers inside the trigger guard of the firearm. Like, come on.
I need to know what the... We should get... Because we have a lot of officers that listen to this show, past or present, right? Tom's a retired cop we met on Monday.
Yep.
I would love to know what the... You know, what is the physical position that she... Because if we can go back to that, maybe. It looks like she didn't have her body close enough to the suspect, where it almost looked like she was reaching out to...
No, I think
did
she
you get
was,
that vibe?
I think she was her fingers weren't strong enough, or she couldn't unholster the and she was just like wiggling around there.
Yeah,
Phil, just play the video if you can without the audio.
Yes,
where she you can see it. There you go.
Okay.
She goes in there. She's
See that we need the other angle.
Yeah, actually, the first one, Phil, cut 16, I think, is the better angle for.
Shafe says she was fondling the Glock, the big black Glock.
Is that a Glock in your pocket, or are you just
there?
All right, so here we go.
Yeah, and Kevin's right. Obviously, I don't know if the safety was on or off because she was. Okay. She put multiple fingers.
All right, here it comes.
Okay, here.
Now there's the clip. The clip goes up.
Look it. Yes. And she's trying to. She's
like.
Why would she have the
finger on the trigger?
Her finger on the trigger.
Right.
Not just one finger. She puts because. Multiple, so I don't know if he had the safety on and then she because she's like doesn't know what she's doing.
I mean, look.
You know, on second thought, she's not decorated.
Her two hands.
Yeah.
Look at this ding ding.
Look, I'm all.
And then her left hand has multiple fingers inside the.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm all for women who like to have their fingers wander. No problem with that whatsoever.
And even look at the way she squats. Like, bend over, woman.
Yeah.
Like, she then squats to
she's
put
not,
it down.
She's not
who
working.
Squats to put the gun down.
She doesn't bend do power over. Cleans like Marjorie Taylor Greene. No doubt.
Sorry.
Okay. No, Dawn's right. It makes her gender look bad.
It does. Yeah.
You see, Greg, we granted these broads a few rights. And now all of a sudden, you know, we got to walk it all back.
Yeah. Speaking of genders,
And Jimmy Matthews says desk job for life. No.
No.
She needs to be fired.
Yes.
And then whoever was passed over on that test and wants the job, the actual competent person needs to get hired.
Future mall cop.
Thanks for putting that there, Jimmy, because that's a good point.
GQ writes Glocks don't have safeties.
So. Oh, you're right.
Unmoderated content tweets us.
Yeah.
He says, have all the spelling bees you want. Just don't have an unholster a loaded gun studio contest. Dawn's the only one that would be able to handle a firearm.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying I could have done it either. Yeah. I feel like maybe I could have, but I don't know. I'm just saying that it's...
We're getting
ourselves in trouble here.
But she puts multiple fingers inside the the guard, because there is a trigger guard, and that's when she's like pulling as hard as she can,
and then
it goes off.
Could you now? Let's just to recap, or not to recap, but to conclude with this. Let's talk about how the media would cover this. You have an African American man being pulled over in Florida by white police officers. Now, she is not going to get skewered. We probably toasted her more than the media will because she's a female. Now, if that was a white male officer that did that, can you imagine
white privilege
how Ben Crump would be salivating at the bit to get on that case and represent that guy pro bono and get in the spotlight?
You're 100% right. By the way, just to kind of close the loop on this, Jason Arrington, who's the victim there. Was transported to a nearby hospital following the accident and is expected to make a full recovery, but filed a lawsuit against the GSO, the Jacksonville Police Department. He is specifically citing his lasting injury, which he says have impeded his ability to work as a crane operator.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
You know, he did run a red light, but were they arresting him? Like, why do they have to get him out of the vehicle?
Because he ran a red light. Yeah.
Because you ran a red light.
I don't know.
I'm guessing probably because he told them I have a firearm.
Yeah, but it's legal though. Like it's you can. Yeah, it's Florida.
He had a permit.
He had a legal permit to carry. There was no reason to pull him over.
Well, I'm not sure if they were arresting him or because he said he had the firearm.
Yeah.
Is that why they said, "Can you get out?"
Yeah.
And then we take the firearm.
Well, we do have a police officer with us now. On line three, we have CJ in Havertown, who's got some expertise. CJ, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, everybody. I wouldn't say expertise, but just watching the video. One, her fingernails. Fingernails should not be that long, and it should not be manicured that way. I mean, I don't know what the department's policy is, but how can you properly, if you can't type or write with your nails like that, you shouldn't be trying to pull a firearm out.
Okay.
That's the first.
Yep.
Sec- second thing is, she looks like they're all in special. They're all like they're in like tactical uniforms, which would indicate to me that they're probably in a, some type of specialized unit, which means you have to get transferred to that unit. And more than likely, that female officer, without knowing her history, probably was picked over someone else more qualified to get to that unit. Get to that unit because she's a female. I don't know if that's 100% accurate, but in my experience working in the Philadelphia Police Department, sometimes that's how it happens.
Okay.
Thirdly.
Yep.
Thirdly, the way that she was trying to take that firearm out, I want to make one comment. Glocks don't have safeties, so essentially your finger is the safety.
Oh, my God.
So her putting both her fingers inside that trigger guard is completely unacceptable. And if I was to make one observation for her partner, he did everything perfectly fine. If she was positioned to take that firearm out of that holster, her leverage from where she was standing just wasn't appropriate.
That's what I said.
The partner probably should have bladed himself a little further to the left,
yep,
so that she can get directly behind the person and pull that firearm, get a better grip on the handle,
yep,
to take that, to release that firearm out of the holster.
Yes, it looked like, thank you very much, CJ, and stay safe out there. It looked like a very amateurish move, the way she kind of put the arm and the hand in there. Again, the positioning seemed a little bit off. Brian Reed on Twitter tweets us. He says, it's called trigger discipline. Us police are trained over and over to keep the finger out of the off the trigger guard. She needs to be fired. I'm assuming Brian Reed, also a police officer.
And she is being fired. So this happened in December.
Yep.
But okay, they did the full investigation, and they've announced and put out the body cam. They've put out a statement that she is, the sheriff announced, she's being fired for incompetence, and they will probably settle any type of a civil suit, because this gentleman was just, I mean, he shouldn't have run a red light. Imagine he was trying to beat a, you know, yellow, and then it turns red. In Philadelphia, you just get caught on camera with that, and you get a $100 fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say this, she also put her partner in danger. And I think the reason that partner was so close,
yeah,
is that he knows her and knows she's somehow going to mess this up. And he's right there to try to help.
Yep. 855-839-1210. Let's grab another call. Then we're going to get to another couple of cuts. And then our spelling bee will be coming up shortly. Your chance to win a great prize. Mike is in New Jersey, and he has some thoughts on this. Mike, hello. How are you?
Hey, hello. How are you? The Hodge twins did a video of this, and the officer that's on the passenger side of the vehicle, who's talking to the man right in the beginning, who tells him, you know, you've been pulled over for running a red light. And the guy goes, I got a gun. He goes, I have a permit for it. The guy says, okay. He goes, I'm going to need you to get out. We're going to take the gun off of you for our safety. That's the reason the guy was taken out of the car.
For the officer's safety.
Yeah, the officer, not the officer who grabs him.
Yeah. I get you, yeah.
The officer who was on the other side of the car is the one who pretty much started this whole thing, because he told him to get out of the car so that they could be safe.
Oh.
Now, this is the way that whole thing went down. And that, you know, then that lady officer, you could tell she didn't know how to get. Actually, the cop who was holding him is probably the one who should have took the gun out of his waistband, because he was in the perfect position to do it.
Yeah, and actually, now the more I think about it, there was technically three officers on the scene, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You are right. Watch that video one more time.
Yep.
You will see the one officer who's got the guy who ran the light. He's behind him. He's got the guy's hands, you know, for the officer's safety. And then they let the woman pull the gun out, and she shoots him in the leg.
It's remarkable.
It's unbelievable.
What a time to be alive. Is that not the most perfect Florida story of all time?
Absolutely it is.
God.
Yeah. And you know I love Florida, but my God, the weirdest things happen in that state.
But isn't it funny they just released this and everybody was talking about DEI being dissolved at the federal.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And 100%. Here we go.
100%
quite appropriate.
Speaking of
DEI, puts all of us in danger.
So. It does.
No, you're right. Speaking of DEI, CNN, this is Cut 17. CNN reports on how they're trying to hide the DEI in federal government in an attempt to undermine the Trump administration after it placed DEI staffers on leave. Listen to this report from CNN Cut 17. Go.
CNN analyzed the proposed budgets of 20 federal agencies. HHS, for example, requested $113 million in its budget for training for diversity in the health workforce. And the Department of Defense asked for $50 million to fund DEI-related activities. That amount accounts for just 0.006% of the department's total budget request, according to a spokesperson. The Biden administration expanded DEI protections to a broader group of Americans, including women, rural communities, military spouses, and caregivers.
What diversity, equity, and inclusion programs do is open opportunities to qualified, deserving people who worked hard. It's not about dictating hiring decisions or filling quotas.
And while we don't know exactly how many of these federal employees will be impacted by today's actions, what we can say is that the actions that we are seeing by the Trump administration here to roll back all DEI will certainly reverberate into communities throughout the country when you talk about taking away grants and policy programs that benefit many of these underserved communities. One other note on this issue of them asking for call-outs for people within these agencies who may have information on federal employees who may have been disguising certain DEI initiatives. We should note CNN reported just last week that there were federal employees within these agencies working to quietly edit job descriptions and policy descriptions because they feared this very day would come, Wolf.
You know, I've never thought about it from this perspective, but isn't it kind of a slap in the face if you know that you're being hired because of DEI purposes? Do you lose respect for people that take that position, or is it just get ahead any way you can in this lifetime? Like, I would feel like if Greg, you said, we're hiring you because we need to check this box, I would be like, well, am I not the most qualified dude for this job?
Yeah, we need more bald white guys.
That's right, on the radio. That's right, with beards. There's a ton of them, actually.
The only difference with you is you don't have those big white fake teeth like other bald talk show hosts.
Well, I would get veneers if somebody's willing to get me a deal, but you know, I've given up on that.
No, they're terrible. Yeah. Like Hannity with his bad fake teeth and
Francesa.
Yeah. other local hosts here.
The truth is that if we don't even know if they're done right, you don't even know that the person you
is
know
that
what I
right?
Mean?
Mm-hmm. Really? Have you ever thought about getting veneers or porcelain?
No, she has beautiful teeth. No. Look at her teeth.
Which is amazing because Dawn drinks a lot of coffee, too.
I have beautiful teeth, too. Thank you very much.
You do have beautiful teeth and beautiful hair.
Yes. All right, one more, then we can get to the ever-important spelling bee.
Yes. Are you guys nervous?
No, I don't get nervous.
By the way, Jimmy and Phil, you got to get in here if you want to participate.
Marcus threatened me on email because I disparage math.
Does that make you nervous?
Yes, it makes me very nervous. So speaking of the two genders, remember Trump signed into, I mean, he didn't sign into law, but he just, you know, declaring that there were only two genders.
Mm-hmm.
Up in Toronto, one of the reporters up there asked Pierre Poilievre
about that,
who's running against, he's not running against Trudeau because Trudeau stepped down.
Yep.
But he will be the next prime minister of Canada, probably as early as October. But his response to these, like, he is so good at these back and forth because this woke Toronto
I'm a cis male, I'm a cis white hetero male, and he just
throws it back at him. Mm-hmm. I love this clip. This is probably my favorite clip of the day, other than the lady officer who can't
pull out a gun.
All right, roll Pierre, please.
All right, let's go back to D.C. right now. Obviously, on his first day on the job, President Trump signed an executive order, the U.S. government only recognizing two genders, male, female. They're unchangeable. You know, if elected as prime minister, is that something that you're going to kind of walk in line with, or what are your feelings on that executive order?
Well, I don't know. Do you have any other genders that you'd like to name?
Me personally?
Yes.
I'm just asking more so if you're in line with what he is saying. Do you agree with what he's saying? Is that something that you would be lockstep with if elected as prime minister?
Well, I'm not aware of any other genders than men and women. I mean, if you have any other that you want me to consider, you're welcome to tell me right now.
Well, there's personally, I am a man. I am a as okay. people who say cis man. There are people there who, you know, they say they're
me too.
Gender neutral.
Well.
You are a man. Yes. So there are people there who say they're gender neutral. Yeah, they say they're gender neutral. They're a trans person. Is that something that you would recognize here, whereas in the States, at least with their U.S. government, the way they're seeing it, there's only two?
I'm only aware of two. If you come up with another list, then you're welcome to do that. But I'm aware of two. And as far as I'm concerned, we should have a government that just minds its own damn business and leaves people alone to make their own personal decisions.
There you go.
That's the kind of government I'm going to run.
And with that, you know.
That's what I was ranting and raving about yesterday in the 6 o'clock hour after that sermon that we had to sit through. Well, I didn't have to sit through it, but Trump and Vance did. And those that actually watched that on television. I love that guy. Pierre Lapoiliev, I believe is how you say his name.
Yeah.
Yeah. 94% chance, according to Polymarket odds, that he will be the next PM of Canada.
He sounds like, you know, he could be somebody on I don't know. Remember those old, like, Benny Hill kind of... Isn't that the name?
It's funny you say that. When I see him and hear him, he could have been a cast member on Boardwalk Empire.
Yes, with his voice. He has a great voice.
Yeah. He looks like a guy from, like, the Prohibition era.
Yeah, but he has that dry wit.
He does.
I love this guy.
I do. Yeah, he flips the script on the media every single time. I will never forget that apple bit.
Yeah.
He's out there chewing on the apple.
That guy is—he's so, like, I don't know what kind of policies or anything he stands for.
He's a populist,
but as far as interviews go, he's—I mean, you can't get any better than that.
He's
but.
Like, what do you mean with this left and right stuff? It's common sense.
Apparently,
I only know of two.
Apparently, though, like there's a lot of pushback. Like the Canadian people love this guy, but there's a lot of. Much like in our government, there's a lot of corruption that happens in the Canadian government.
Yeah, Canada has a swamp too.
They're saying, from people that I know up there, are saying that like they're going to do everything possible not to elect this guy.
Wow, so they're going to arrest him, shoot him?
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know.
Interesting. Well, it's happening everywhere. European Union, Argentina, Malay, Canada, the United States... It's on the rise. So, all right, are we ready for the spelling bee?
How are we doing this? Because I have like sound effects here. Like, what are we doing?
So Jimmy Kelly created, I believe, an open, and we also have a bed that he created that will play as I ask these questions. It'll be like Regis Philbin. You'll have that dramatic music in the background.
All right.
Phil is in here. Look at this. We got Phil and Jimmy sitting next to each other. By the way, socially distance a little bit. I don't want anybody catching COVID or RSV.
I'm joking. Bird flu.
You have the bird flu? Okay. All right. So basically, I have 15 different words or names, places, located, all things that you should know of when you hear in Philadelphia and probably be able to spell. Now, we know that Sherelle Parker cannot spell Eagles, right? This is how Sherelle Parker, the mayor of Philadelphia, spelled Eagles in a little chant in a rally.
E-S-Eagles!
All right, so we know that she can't spell, but can Kale and Company spell? So, Phil Almquist, Jimmy Kelly, are you both ready?
Yeah. Sure.
All right. Dawn, are you ready?
Oh, we are ready.
All right.
I am
Gregory,
ready.
Are you ready?
Sure.
All right, let's let it rip here.
Sure.
It's time for Philadelphia's newest game show, Are You Smarter Than Mayor Parker? Entering our studio right now is Greg. We start at 6 a.m. Stocker.
Woo! Yeah.
I'm a bear, Stensland. Phil, I'll see you at that show, I'm quick. And Jimmy, put that on the board, Kelly. Now here's your host, Nick Kale.
All right, thank you, Jimmy. All right, let's get down to it. Callers, if you can get in line, 855-839-1210. That being said, I don't know if we have anybody to screen the calls.
We have nobody taking the calls.
So nobody will answer.
We're all here.
But once the cast is done, Jimmy will get back there and we'll put somebody on the air.
We really thought this through, didn't we?
We did. I tried.
Hey, spell along with us on the YouTube chat.
Yes, spell along with us. All right, who wants to take the first trio of words? Who wants to be the initial guinea pig? Jimmy Kelly, always the blind guy. All right.
Yeah.
So, Jimmy Kelly, let's start with you. You have three different words, and I would argue that these are probably the toughest.
Oh, good.
So, let's start with this one. Jimmy Kelly,
did not know this. So
can you spell broccoli, Rob?
B R O C O L L I R A B E.
That is incorrect. You're 0 for 1.
This is C.
You are 0 for 1. All right, Jimmy Kelly, let's go to the world of sports.
Oh, good.
Can you spell Ron Jaworski?
Jaws for short.
R-O-N.
Yep.
J-O-W-A-R-S-K-I.
Wait, Jimmy, his nickname is Jaws. Jimmy, start over. Come on, my friend. His nickname is Jaws.
I knew this would be fun.
J-A-W-S.
No, Jaworski. No.
You're done. You got one more, but you can still go 1 for 3, which could very well win the day on Kale and Company.
I knew I was going to fail
as a cast member.
Jimmy.
All right. The town is, I don't even know if it's a town or borough. Conshohocken. Can you spell Conshohocken?
The hardest.
Conshi. Wait, hang on.
Mayor Parker spelled Eagles,
yes.
And you're asking us to spell Conshohocken.
Hey, this show sets rating records, and we have high standards on this program.
All right, okay.
Sherelle has proven that you don't even need to be able to spell Eagles to win the mayorship in this city. Conshohocken, Jimmy.
Come on.
C-O-N-S-H-O-C-H-A-N.
Ah,
I knew I was going to fail every one of these.
That's all right.
No
Jimmy.
S's.
You're still
think
the best.
Think of Hawk Tua. Hawken.
That's right.
I tell you what, I may have failed on all three of these words, but guess what? I stand by my production value in putting the opener together and this intensive music together.
Thank you very much, Jimmy.
Thank you, Jimmy.
We need to break.
Yes.
We do more on the other side.
Yes, we will come back. Phil will be on the hot seat, and then we'll get to Mama Bear Stensland.
Uh-oh.
And we start at 6 a.m. Soccer.
Take some calls here, too.
Yeah, we'll do that as well. 855, Jimmy's going to go back to the booth. He'll screen your calls. 855-839-1210. If you do well, you will get the tickets for the Zlock Performance Arts Center in Bucks County for January 31st for that cover band. I forget what it is. I'll read it for you again when we come back.
Beatles.
The Beatles. Yes, thank you, Mr. Music. Do you have the rest of the copy memorized? You probably do.
No, but okay. I just know it's Abbey Road stuff.
There you go, Abbey Road stuff. 855-839-1210. 10, Kale and Company Spelling Bee continues on the other side.
But you know how I spell innovation, high quality, luxury? P-I-A-Z-Z-A. Because my friends at Piazza Premium Automobiles feature the very latest luxury vehicles from today's top brands. I'm talking about Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar, Land Rover, BMW, Porsche, Alfa Romeo, Maserati, and more. These models have such sleek new designs, innovative features powered by the very latest in technology. And right now, Piazza has thousands of new and certified pre-owned vehicles. They're available across their Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey dealerships. Piazza Premium Automobiles stands out. Just visit them. PiazzaPremiumAutos.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell them Dawn said.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Thank you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
So we have already done the spelling bee with Jimmy Kelly, Phil Omquist, Dawn Stenzel, and Greg Stocker. They are next up, and we will get to them in just a few moments, as well as the two individuals on our phone lines right now. Our buddy Chris Forsythe, who video documents everything we do on Live Remotes. And, of course, Jimmy Matthews, who once ran up the steps waving the Kale and Company flag. We're going to continue with that in a moment. We're going to have some fun. But no show can go from, are you better at spelling than Sherelle Parker, to a deep dive on whether or not Pennsylvania is a red state, quite like Kale and Company, as we go from fun nonsense to one of the most well-spoken, articulate, interesting individuals that I have ever met in this format, because I like him a lot. Not just because I work with him at Real Clear Politics, but because he's a good dude and he's a Greek. Athan Koutsourumbis, he is with us, and he is joining us on YouTube, because he just wrote a couple of days ago on realclearpennsylvania.com, why Pennsylvania's GOP sweep was no fluke. Athan, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Matt, good morning. I think I'm your perfect segue guest, because if anybody can spell Koutsourumbis in a spelling bee, it would be me.
We might put that one on the board coming up in a few months.
He is a Philadelphia treasure.
That is
he really
correct.
Is. Yep.
That is correct.
Yep.
So you wrote this for Real Clear Politics a couple of days ago, but the election was, you know, over 95 days ago. So why are you looking at this type of data now, and what did you uncover?
Yeah, so Nick, usually about 60 to 70 days after an election, the Pennsylvania Department of State makes available the list of those who voted. We don't know how they voted, but we do know if they voted and by what means they used to vote. And what we learned was that for the first time in modern history, more Republicans voted than Democrats in the Pennsylvania presidential election. In fact, it was about 65,000 more Republicans, which frankly was shocking.
So what does this mean long term? Because I have been arguing that as long as Trump has, I don't know, a solid amount of success, if we were to grade Trump 4 years from now and give him a 7.7 out of 10, I think J.D. Vance is in great shape. I think the Republican Party is in great shape, especially if the Democrats don't change up their platform. What does this mean long term here, where 19 electoral college votes are so precious?
Yeah, Nick, your lips to God ears, that President Trump and his team can execute on all the stuff that everybody wants them to get done. But what it means long term is that local Pennsylvania Republicans got to figure out, what does a MAGA agenda look like for state government? There's a new Republican majority growing here in Pennsylvania, and I think that people just haven't understood the sheer scale of what's coming down the pike. And a lot of it has been driven by voter registration. So there's been a tremendous effort by folks like Scott Pressler and Early Vote Action to change people's hearts and minds to say, yes, it is a good idea to register Republican. But something different happened in September of 2023 that has really changed things on its head. And it has to do with how Pennsylvanians register to vote. So in September of 2023, the Department of State and the Department of Transportation changed the way voters register to vote when they go get their driver's license. So for the past 40 or so years since the motor voter law was implemented, you had to opt in to register to vote when you go get a driver's license or when you go renew it. They changed the process in September of 2023, where now you have to opt out to register to vote. So that is a huge difference. So what's happening is that all throughout Pennsylvania, you have people that either are going to renew their driver's license, which happens every 4 years, or somebody who's registering for the first time, they're now being essentially told, when they sit down at the DMV to get their driver's license, not do you want to register to vote, but how do you want to register to vote? And there's a little opt-out button that people can push, but most people aren't pushing that button. And what's happening is that we are getting a tidal wave of new registrants to the Republican Party. A lot of them are coming from rural Pennsylvania. And when you think about it, it's pretty intuitive. If you live in rural Pennsylvania, you need to have a car. You need to have a driver's license. And a lot of folks that live in rural Pennsylvania and the exurban places tend to be conservative. But when you look at, you know, inner ring suburban voters, specifically inner ring suburban kids, a lot of kids today that live in the suburbs don't want a driver's license. They don't even want to drive. So it's a sea change. You know, when I was 16, 17 years old in the early 90s, like it was a, you went and you got your driver's license. There was no question about it. You were going to go, you were going to drive. But today that's, it's not the same, specifically in the city of Philadelphia and with suburban kids. It's just getting that driver's license isn't as big of a deal. But for the rural kids, it's that's how you go to school. It's how you go to work. You need that driver's license. Mm-hmm. And then when you dig deeper into the numbers, with voters aged 18 to 29, Trump is the most popular elected official in the country with them. He has like a net 17-point approval rating. It's a sea change in how Republicans have approached voter registration.
Final one for you, and I am writing this GOP County Chair series where I've spoken with Bucks County, Delaware County, Northampton, and Lehigh County for Real Clear PA, and I've asked them four or five questions on how Trump did in their counties, what changed, and the stock question of the fourth question that I ask, I've asked every one of them, but you know, obviously the dynamics of each county different. I've asked them, is Pennsylvania still a purple state? Is it purple trending red? Is it red? Is it blue? Three of the four have said purple trending red. Do you agree with that? Or do you think Pennsylvania is once again or now a red state?
It is purple trending red. And I think it can potentially be permanent red within 4 to 5 years. And it has to do with two specific factors. Number one is that Pennsylvania is a net energy exporter, but that's about to change in about 2 years. The rise of data centers have now sucked up so many electrons that Pennsylvanians are going to have a hard time paying the same rate that they have for electricity. What does that have to do with Pennsylvania becoming a red state? In the next 2 years, I think we're going to see a flurry of legislation to ensure that Pennsylvania remains a net energy exporter. Pennsylvania is going to be a place where people can make things, whether it's a data center or a widget. We have about 250,000 unfilled skill jobs in Pennsylvania, and we only graduate about 10,000 VOTEC or CTE kids a year. So we've got a huge gap to fill. It's an opportunity where Republicans, if they focus on CTE, have the ability to make a permanent majority because we're essentially graduating more of our voters from high school, more of our voters who are working class. And because of Pennsylvania maintaining its position as a net energy exporter and a powerhouse, we can make sure that those jobs are ready to go and employers want to come here. And we can essentially use government policy to do the right thing, which is to make America even stronger, but to do that with a working class voter that is reflexively Republican. It's an exciting time as a policymaker.
Athencusa Rumbus, woo! Real Clear Politics, woo! Breaking it down as always, deep dive style. We love it.
I love the fact that they did this motor voter role in Pennsylvania and it completely backfired.
I know.
Because it's true.
I know.
Who are the kids driving? Suburban kids. It's, yep. It's not the inner city kids.
It's true. Very true.
It's amazing.
Great stuff, buddy. Thank you very much.
You bet. See you guys.
There he is. Athencusa Rumbus. So
I know.
Try spelling his last name. That's a different task. 855-839-1210. All right. So, Phil Omquist, get on in here. Well, and we will, on the other side.
Yeah. Why don't we take another break and we'll.
Spelling Bee will continue. And then we'll. And then we will get to what's on tap for the Dawn Show and today in music history. Hell, we might as well have Phil in here for the final 30 minutes. It's going to be all Phil for the meantime. 855-839-1210. If you're on hold, hang tight. You'll get your chance as well as we will give away those tickets on January 31st. 9 o'clock hour brought to you by Robert Half. 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Their recruiting professionals utilize an award-winning AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today. Spelling Bee continues next on Kale & Company.
It's Kale & Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Philip, You have three words. Jimmy Kelly, if you missed it about 20 minutes ago, went 0 for 3. And he went down inglorious. He went down worse than Kamala and Gavin Newsom in the last 90 days as far as their political careers. But here we go. Phil Omquist, we will start.
At 6 a.m.
Yeah, well, we always start at 6 a.m. How about Patti LaBelle? Can you spell Patti LaBelle?
Patti LaBelle. P-A-T-T-I-L-A-B-E-L-L-E. Come on.
That is incorrect.
What?
What?
That is incorrect.
Are you sure about that?
There's an E on the end of Patty.
That's what I... Oh, at the end of Patty?
Yeah, you said P-A-T-T-I.
Yeah.
You got it wrong. It's P-A-T-T-I-E.
Okay. Well, then, okay.
So none of us are smarter than
you. Wow, I didn't know that. I actually didn't know that.
All right, well, you can still win.
It's a fun game.
One will do it at this point.
I know. Jimmy got it. Jimmy
put up a goose egg. Yeah, Jimmy's like Jake Elliott with extra points. He just missed, met for miss.
With an E, okay.
All right. Villanova basketball coach from 1985, the great Rollie Massimino.
R-O-L-L-I-E, Rollie. Massimino, M-A-S-S-I-M-I-N-O.
Correct. And as a college basketball fan, you should have known that.
That's
because you
correct,
like UConn.
Because I like UConn.
There you go. Yeah. All right, so Phil is actually the leader in the clubhouse right now with one.
Nice.
Finally, how about Eastern State Penitentiary? And obviously, penitentiary being the key word to get right here.
So, I'll just spell Eastern State Penitentiary, the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay. E-A-S-T-E-R-N, Eastern. State, S-T-A-T-E, State. And then Penitentiary, P-E, think about it, Pen, so N.
Yeah, you can do that. Go ahead. Sound it out.
Sound it out.
Mm-hmm. Pen, I, T-E-N-T-O-R-Y. I know I'm close.
Incorrect. Yeah, you missed a couple letters.
There's an I in there.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
And an A, a couple of vowels.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, Seacrest will let you buy them for $2.50.
I would have written it down, but that's fine. Okay, I didn't do that.
There you go. All right, well, not bad. All right, do we got time for Mama Bear Stensland?
Why don't you go with me first?
Let's go with Okay. Greg's like, I want to be on the griddle.
I'm protecting my...
All right.
I'm protecting my love there.
All right.
I'm just kidding.
All right, smarty.
Ready?
All right, smarty pants.
Here we go.
Spell Schuylkill.
Schuylkill!
Like the Schuylkill Expressway.
S.
Wow, okay.
C. K. I-L-L.
No. Schuylkill. Yeah, not even close.
For the record, I spelled it for Nick.
Yes.
And we gave it to Greg.
Yes. Yes.
That's it's such a weird, like, it's,
very
what
weird.
Is it?
Yeah.
Dutch, Pennsylvania Dutch.
It is.
S-C-H-U.
That's C-H-U.
Y.
Yeah. Y.
L. And then kill.
All right. Greg Stocker.
Yes, sir.
Can you spell LaSalle University?
L-A.
There's a space.
I'll just take letters at this point. I'm like,
L-A space S-A-L-L-E.
L-A-S-A-L-L-E.
Yes.
That is correct.
Thank you.
There you go. So Greg Stocker's on the board. Tying Phil Omquist. Can he take the lead with his final word or set of words? But it's only really one that is really difficult. How about Aronimink Golf Club? I'm assuming you'll get golf and club correct. Keyword Aronimink.
Jesus, I have no idea. A-R. Is it an A or an O? A.
Take your time.
Oh, no. A R O N A M I C K.
No.
Not even close.
All right, so we have a tie. Can Stensland come in and get two out of three minimum to get the victory?
Well, why don't we take a break first?
Yes.
And then let Dawn do it on the other side.
Dawn is next, as well as our two callers. And then today in music history and what's on tap for the Dawn show. We're finding out, folks, that we're not much better than Cherelle Parker.
See?
And we're back after this on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
You're being called out here.
We have to go. We have a situation and we need to bring in Wolf Blitzer.
And I'm sort of in the middle of this.
You're in the Situation Room.
You're wrong. Patty is spelled P-A-T-T-I.
Phil got two.
So Phil got two correct.
Okay.
Our game show host can't even do this.
He's just
Who came up with this idea?
It was a terrible idea.
P-A-T-T-I.
I regret the whole 9 o'clock.
P-A-T-T-I, yes.
That's what I said.
Thank you.
You know what's weird is I was Googling things last night to make sure I had these correct. And whatever site I pulled up for Patti LaBelle, I swear they must have misspelled it, and I just ran with it.
I trusted you.
Yeah. I trusted you, too. That's not right. That is not right, but I figured you had the answers in front of you, and your answers were wrong.
You're still wrong.
Especially the music guy.
Yes.
New host. Yeah. Tony's right. We need a new host.
Here we go.
Can we check our work, please, before we put it on the air and save it?
I think you need to have a meeting with yourself.
I am. I'm going to have a meeting with my at-home staff.
Yeah.
All right. So Jimmy Kelly still went 0 for 3. That didn't change.
No. Nope.
Phil Omquist, 2 for 3. And Stalker went...
1 for 3.
1 for 3.
Oof.
All right. Stenzlin, are you ready?
Oh, God. I'm ready. I'm very nervous.
It's
sometimes
time
when I do a spelling bee.
Yeah.
She's getting both
put your hands in your armpits. Let's start with one of the eateries in this area. Some would say an institution. How about PJ Wellahan?
Oh, this is your favorite place.
Yeah.
Mine too.
So besides, oh, it is yours too?
Yep.
So, I mean, PJ with P period J. Is it P period J?
Yep,
PJ?
That's good.
That's fine.
Like Wellahan's, W-H-E-L. I-H-A-N-S.
Yes.
There we go. Look at her.
Yes, that is correct. Well, you don't even need the apostrophe in there.
Apostrophe, yes. Like possessive.
You're good. So that's one. Let's go to number two. I'm giving some of the difficult ones for Dawn because she's the brains of this whole operation. Let's go to Hollywood director and producer M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, my God.
Philadelphia native.
I don't know what the M stands for, but M period.
I think it stands for male.
K-N-I-G-H-T, Knight.
Yep.
And then it's like Shyamalan, but it's like shy. I remember that. Shy, S-H-Y-A-M.
You're almost there. You're at the 10-yard line.
Alan, A-L-A-N?
Oh, my God, she got
it. Wow, very
nice. I thought for sure that was wrong.
She got it.
Good job.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, she's beautiful. 2 for 2.
Yep.
She is now tied with Omquist. And this is actually perfect because I put this one to be absolutely last for Dawn because at the end of the day, we are playing this game because of...
E-L-E-S-S.
For the tiebreaker, for the victory, can Dawn Stenslin spell Sherelle Parker?
Sherelle, no, I do know Sherelle, so it's like Cher, so it's C-H-E-R-E-L-L-E, and then Parker, P-A-R-K-E-R.
Stenslin.
Wow, look at you.
Sweep Stenslin.
She is sweep Stenslin.
3 for 3.
Yeah,
just like Trump sweeping the swing states, Dawn swept the spelling bee.
And just like we have to sweep one more break.
That's right, because we're sweeping through all the bills, and we're back after this.
Yeah, do Kitchen Magic. Tell me about Kitchen Magic there.
K-I-T-C-H-E-N. Kitchen Magic.
Yeah,
because when it comes to your home, obviously trust is everything, especially if you're coming into my kitchen. But for 45 years, Kitchen Magic, building quite a reputation in our area for transforming kitchens with such precision, such professionalism, such care. From the custom cabinets that they do in-house, and this is one of their specialties, to the countertops, backsplashes, to all of those all-important storage solutions, Kitchen Magic gets the job done and fast. In just a few days, oh, your dream kitchen becomes a reality without the hassle. You can trust the neighbors have been relying on for decades, Kitchen Magic. Get your free in-home consultation. Go to kitchenmagic.com. Let's cook up something extraordinary. Kitchenmagic.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Woo. Free speech thrives here and spelling dies here.
Flag on the flag.
Flag
on the flag. Dawn Stenslin, you were wrong with M. Night Shyamalan. It is not K-N, it's Knight, N, like an N.
I-G-H-T.
It's N-I-G-H-T. Yep.
And I always thought it was a K-N.
Yeah, so
I had it that way on the sheet, and I still gave you credit.
You are the worst host. You are the worst host.
N-I-G-H-T.
I tried to get Zioli to do it, and his fee was too much.
This is Greg's fault. He hired you.
Oh. Yeah.
I always did think it was like a Knight.
Nope.
Yep.
That's even cooler night, like nighttime.
Yep, Dawn and Phil both with two. They can fight it out during the next commercial.
Yeah.
I have nothing left to offer, but I do have a prize to give away, and we will give that away to one of our next two callers. Chris Forsyth in South Philadelphia, the official video archivist of the show. He wants to play. Chris, good morning. Are you ready for your word?
Yes, I am ready for my word. Good morning. It was a great day on Monday.
Okay. Now, are you under the influence of any alcohol right now?
I plead the fifth.
Same here. I need you to spell the name of former Temple basketball coach John Chaney.
Okay. He's a John. That is J-A-W-N.
Funny, but no. But here's what, in the name of time constraints, I'm going to give you the prize. Chris, you have won a pair of tickets to see the Dirk Quinn band Scabby Toad, a unique musical adventure with a reimagining of the Beatles' Abbey Road. It's at the Zlock Performing Arts Center in Bucks County on January 31st. You take those tickets, enjoy some cocktails while you're there, just drive sober, all right?
Woo-woo!
All right,
woo-woo.
I don't think he drives.
Well,
I don't think he drives.
DoorDash, whatever he's got to do. Yeah,
he's always safe.
There you go. All right. So, lastly, we have Jimmy Matthews.
Jimmy.
In Bluebell. Jimmy is with us. Jimmy, you go right ahead, sir. What do you got?
John is J-O-H-N. And then Chaney is C-H-E-N-E-Y.
No, it's A-N-E-Y. C-H-A-N-E-Y.
Give Jimmy a pair of the tickets, too.
You got a pair as well. How's that, Jimbo?
Oh, thank you.
Because I love Jimmy.
Yeah.
Former is F-O-R-N-E-R.
He's not former anymore.
Jimmy, he's not. He's current. Yeah,
Jimmy,
he's
current. What are you, in the bathroom on speakerphone? What are you doing?
No, I wanted to let everybody know I was in the cafeteria, so I couldn't use Google to cheat or anything. I'm doing this.
He's in the cafeteria.
All right, well
obviously none of us
soup.
Cheated because we all got something wrong.
That's right. All right, Jimmy, thank you so much, buddy. We got to roll.
Have a great day.
You got it. There he is.
I'm sorry, guys. We don't have time for today music history. So,
Phil,
why don't you do it?
Why don't you do it in my show? Can you stick around?
Yes, of course I can.
A few seconds here?
Yeah. Of course.
We'll do that. By the way, I should have known M. Night. He actually testified because I meant to do him like in a big three. He actually is on trial right now.
Yeah, I know.
So I had no excuse.
All right.
Bizarre guy.
Dawn has a lot coming up, but we have to go.
All right.
Yeah, my favorite redhead in Pennsylvania. I'll just say that.
Yeah, baby.
Great lady. My favorite party redhead.
Okay.
She's coming right up.
Everybody sticks around anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I have no idea who the redhead is, but I wouldn't be able to spell it anyway. So everybody have a great rest of your Thursday, and I don't know, we'll do something tomorrow.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.